Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing you excellent entertainment from the king of DC media. Here's the Inside Acting Radio Show.
Host William Powell, a.k.a. Mr. Ubiquitous, a.k.a. the King of DC Media. Welcome to the show. Tonight we have legendary actor, wrestler, talk show host Rick Grayson, who created both the World's Gym and Gold's Gym logos, Hollywood actress Margene Holden from The Fresh Prince, Crusade and the Beastmaster, and model and former Loyola basketball player Nicole Garcia. They will fill us in on health and fitness goals for 2016. But before we get to them, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Tonight was a good night. You fought well, and for that we have these fortunes. Some say that money is the root of all evil, but I don't believe that. Evil is the root of all money, and you, my big friend, you are evil. I'm Marshall Ever, and I don't always make money, but as a member of Fed Choice Federal Credit Union, I always save money. FedChoice Federal Credit Union, federally insured NCUA. Membership open to federal employees and their families. FedChoice Federal Credit Union, a proud sponsor of the Inside Acting Radio Show.
And if you'd like to advertise on the show, email me at william400@yahoo.com, or you can follow me on Facebook at william.t.pal or Twitter at @inside_acting. So I see Margene, Nicole, and Rick are on the line, so let me bring them on in. Good evening.
Hello.
Hey, William.
Hey,
how are you,
everybody.
Buddy?
All right, man.
Hello.
Thanks
there.
For coming on the show. Hello. Hello. All
oh,
right.
So we're all on
together, right.
Huh?
Yeah, all on together. That's the plan.
Wow,
that's
okay.
The plan. We're going to talk about health and fitness and all that fun stuff. Yeah.
I haven't seen Margene in a long time.
I know. I was just going to say, this is pretty incredible because Rick and I used to work out at the same gym.
Yeah.
Oh, Gold's Gym.
You know, last time I saw you was at the mall.
Yes. We
wow,
were working
wow.
out our shopping skills.
Exactly. Actually, I just got back from there.
Is that right? All right. So, man, Rick, so we're going to start with you. So what we're going to do is just going to go down the list, and since you guys haven't been on in a while, we're just going to talk about what you've been doing and career highlights and everything. So now, Rick, man, I see you posing with Mr. T, Denise Messino. I mean, you've got your own show. You got Hollywood stars on there on Rick's Corner. I mean, when I interviewed you about 2 or 3 years ago, you didn't have a show. I mean, now you got a new girlfriend and everything. So talk about some of your highlights for 2015.
Well, the show I've had for a long time, but it took off and just built up, and now I've got over 21 million viewers. And I put a lot of energy into it because I have a passion to do it and the history of bodybuilding and stuff that I really know about. And so it's got these followers that just keep asking for more and more and more. So I keep feeding more and built a new studio. And I've got products out. I've got books and T-shirts, of course. And the logo I sell on an 8x10 piece of vellum paper that I hand draw and autograph for anybody who wants to buy one. They can have a personalized one. So it just keeps coming up with new ideas all the time. And getting guests is easy now. I've had so many popular people. People call me now and want to come on. I had to put a waiting list together. So it's been good. I'm very happy with it.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great. Okay, so Nicole, we're going to talk about you. Now, I know you got, you're active with Vibe Trainers. You know, you did some wonderful work with Tony Smith Photography. I mean, you got the Neon Energy Drink. I mean, I know your mom's got Malene Boutique. I mean, you got a whole lot going on. So talk about some of your highlights for 2015.
Absolutely. We'll definitely have a lot of stuff going on in 2016. Excited to kick the year off, feeling healthier and, you know, feeling better than ever. You know, I started that challenge about 3 years ago, and have nothing but success with it. Definitely looking forward to making some fitness strides in 2016 and doing more fitness modeling. So I'm very much looking forward to all that. And also promoting my blog as well and getting that off the ground and getting that, you know, more subscribers for that.
Amazing, amazing. That's very good. Okay, so, Marjean, I know you're out there in Frisco. You do motivational speaking and all that great stuff, and, you, of course, you have the Hollywood background and all those wonderful things and independent films and all this stuff. So talk a little bit about your 2015.
2015 was a good year. I actually moved out of the Bay and moved up into the mountains to, like, get out of the city and just sort of give my system, you know, a break from the hustle and the bustle, and it has been proving to be really, it's been amazing for me to get back to nature and to just, you know, really take care of myself. Still out there doing, you know, the transformational trainings that I do worldwide. I hadn't been doing a lot of them for a couple of years, just, you know, recouping from exhaustion and burnout and all of that most interesting anxiety and all of that stuff that came with just years and years and years of pushing. And my body finally said, you know, nah, got to take care of yourself. But it was a really good year in getting out of the city and getting focused on a couple of new ventures for myself, brought on two business partners. So we're designing a training company and some trainings that, you know, of our own, and, you know, had some dear friends that have been helping people get their books off the ground. So they've been after me for a few years to get my book out there. So I'm in the process of writing a book. Finally, which has been amazing, interesting, scary, all that good stuff, but it's been fabulous. So this year there's more focus on, you know, my health and my wellness, my balance in the workplace, and you know, just staying in a really good space for myself and putting some energy into a film project is just behind, you know, sort of behind the scenes energy, but on a film project that we talked about last year, that's still forming. So there's a lot going on. Still a lot going on. There's always going to be a lot going on.
That's what's up. Right on, right on, baby, right on. So let's jump right into the questions here. So people want to know how to have, not just actors, but everybody wants to know how they can get fit for 2016 and the whole business. So we're going to go mental, physical, even the most spiritual. So we're going to get deep tonight. So let's talk about, I guess, Rick, we'll start with you on working out on a limited time budget. You know, you've got a 9-to-5. You don't have a whole lot of time. So what's some ways that people can integrate their fitness goals in there?
There's a lot of ways to do it. You know, I mean, if you can't get to the gym, you can certainly use bands, because bands you could be improvised with them and work almost any angle of a body part by just using bands with high reps. And I know you girls do the same thing, because you can do it at home. You get the resistance where you want it. You put a half hour in and you move on. It's not going to make you a world champion, but it's definitely going to keep you in shape. But I'm sure, as both you girls know, you're getting in shape and being lean starts in the kitchen. You've got to eat food that's right for you, because if you don't eat with good stuff, you're going to end up being out of shape. It just has to go there. So many people work out and they put their time in and they say, I don't get any results. It's not working. But I see it for Marjean. You remember at Gold's, you see people for years, they never change. You know,
absolutely, totally.
And because nobody gives them anything to do. They run through a quick workout, take their money and send them home, and they don't tell them how to eat. And that's probably the most important part of it, is what you put in your mouth. Because if you don't eat right, you're going to stay the same no matter what you do. So if you get the bands, you can do that. If you can get to a gym, go in for a half hour and do two sets of 20 reps on every body part and get out of there. And you'll stay in shape doing that a few times a week easily.
Absolutely. Right. Okay, Nicole, how about you? What's some of your tips?
Well, I want to first say I definitely agree with Rick on the nutritional side of things. If you don't have your nutrition on point, you're going to waste a lot of time achieving those fitness goals that you set, because you can, you know, work out for 2 hours a day at the gym and then go eat something that you're not supposed to eat, and then you just totally fail those 2 hours that you just accomplished at the gym. So definitely the nutrition, you know, planning ahead of time is key. to eating right and doing the right thing, making those right decisions during the week, and then having your cheat meals on the weekends or however you want to do it. On limited time, as far as working out, I've been incorporating things at home to work out. I always do my abs at home. I'm on limited time, working 40 hours a week. So lately I've been really pushing hard at home, doing body squats, doing body weight exercises, just to get my 30 minutes of exercise in. Now when I do make it to the gym, my workouts are no longer than an hour long. I superset everything that I do, and that's just me and my strength training. But my workouts are 45 minutes to an hour, and that's because I superset a lot of my exercises so I can get in and out because I have so many other things to do. So I would definitely suggest incorporating two exercises as you work out to try to, you know, move around and keep that blood flowing as you're working out at the gym.
All right. That's right. So, Margene, what are some of the ways that you've been able to incorporate your workouts into your schedule?
Well, let's see. I'll be really honest. I'm a lazy person. I'm super lazy. And I'm going to echo everything that Nicole and, you know, Rick have said as far as, you know, the eating and scheduling the time in. And I admittedly, I am one of those people. I am just, you know, I'll give myself a break. Not really lazy. I am just ornery. I am so ornery. I am the one that thinks, okay, I've got a specific body type, you know, because I'm taller. So it's like when I put weight on, it's like it's kind of distributed evenly. But then when I put a little bit more on, I go, okay, it's definitely time to do something. So I have to trick myself. Honestly, I have to trick myself now into, you know, I hit 51 last year, William, and I have to trick myself into working out. Like because I can justify not working out all day long. I can do it all day long. So I have to trick myself into shorter workouts. I love what Nicole said about supersetting everything. I haven't been in a gym in, God, probably 5-6 years. But the supersetting and doing a shorter burst, I feel, especially for women, works really well. It works really well. So I short burst everything. Like every workout that I do is a short burst. Like I found this set of, 7-minute workouts, and I thought, they're not going to do anything. That's 7 minutes, whatever. I can do anything for 7 minutes, you know. So I started doing these workouts, and I tell you, those 7 minutes got me huffing and puffing because of the way in which this guy has structured these exercises, and they're basic exercises. They're like basic calisthenic exercises. So, for me, you know, scheduling that time, like I can talk myself into at least 7 minutes every day, and my goal is this year to not just do the 7 minutes, but to do the 7 minutes a couple times a day. So I get, like, if I'm just sitting around, I'd be like, okay, I'm just sitting around. I got 7 minutes. Let me do this, you know? And I know that it'll give me at least that boost in energy that'll help me to be more active, you know, in my life. So, you know, advice for everyone is, like, listen to the pros, Nicole and Rick, but know that people like me have to work at it too. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, because Nicole and Rick, I'm sure you, like, you guys, you know, your minds probably play tricks on you too sometimes, you know. So, like, you just got to commit. You got to commit to it.
Yeah. So we're going to evaluate William Thomas Powell Jr. right now. And let me tell you guys what I've been doing. Is I will go down the list. What I've been doing is 20 push-ups a day. I've been doing it since October. I get up in the morning. It took me about 21 days to start that habit. So then I get 20-pound barbells. I'll do two sets of 20. About two times a week, three on a good week, and then walk briskly about about a half hour three times a week. And I'm thinking about adding dips. So, Rick, I'm going to start with you. So what's some things I could add?
Well, it depends on what you want to accomplish. You know, there's different body parts work differently for everybody. I'm going to be 72 in July. And I've had not only bodybuilding, you know, I've had 43 years of pro wrestling. So I have really bad joints, my shoulders, knees, and my hip hurts. And so there's days I get up and I hurt. I don't even know if I want to go to the gym, but I know that I have to go to the gym because if I don't go, I'll get mad and I don't want to sit home and do nothing. So you have to find things that supplement what you want to do. I mean, there was a time in my life that you're talking about, what do you do? That I would go down to the beach on any given day and I would just do pins and dips for like 30 minutes. Superset chins and dips. And my whole upper body went crazy with that. It worked perfectly. And for legs, there's not much you can do except run in the sand. But you take each body part that you want to work, and you find something different every time you go. Do the two sets of 20 reps. But if you're doing pull-ins one day, then do something else like a pull-down. If you're going to do a double hand pull-in, then do a one-arm. Just find things that make you inspired to train. If you're going to do the same thing every day, it's like eating the same meal every day. You get bored. So you have to improvise and find something that works for you. If you like what you do, then it's not an issue. So, I mean, I like working out. There's not a day that I don't like to work out. There's days that I hurt, but I still go and do it. So you just incorporate something that feels good for your body part that you want to do.
Okay. Nicole, what do you think I should do different?
Well, I think you were first, you know, let's applaud you for even starting. That's the first step is setting something and actually following through with it. So I'm going to applaud you for that because not many people are even doing that. So keep up the good work doing that. But definitely, again, what Rick said, you know, and seeing those body parts that you want to focus on, finding exercises to work those body parts. Like I said, I do a lot of body weight stuff at home, body weight squats and lunges and all that kind of stuff to work my legs. And I do my push-ups and I do my abs. So I'm trying to work on those key areas. But everybody has that, you know, that special spot where, you know, they want to kind of tone up a little bit. So definitely, like I said, doing body weight stuff at home, incorporating the bands and incorporating some weights. You know, as you get older, your flexibility is important. So, you know, stretching and, you know, doing yoga and things like that, that also helps with your strength. So I would definitely incorporate some of that into your daily routine.
Good. Yeah. Marjean?
As the motivational speaker, I'm going to say add music. Add music to your workout if you don't already do it. I mean, I just find that, you know, if you create a playlist of things that inspire you, whether it's music or whether it's, you know, somebody doing a motivational speech or, you know, there's lots of talks out there. There's lots of TED Talks. There's lots of TEDx Talks. There's lots of, you know, there's lots of stuff on YouTube that you can download. You know, anything that you can, you know, there's podcasts, anything that's positive, uplifting, and powerful to listen to while you're doing the things that you're doing, you know, because it kind of, you know, it just gives you that little extra, you know, that extra juice, you know, and it will start getting into your body on a cellular level, because just like the physical activity gets into your body on a cellular level and your body starts going, oh, yeah, I know this. When you create a powerful mind link to the actual exercise, you know, through, you know, maybe some old-time classics or whatever it is, some rock and roll, anything that's, like, got that powerful, strong energy about it, I say incorporate that.
Okay.
And then, William, real quick, this is Nicole. Before you go on to the next question, I want to add something that I think is really, really key. And that is surrounding yourself with positive people, surrounding yourself with people that have like-minded goals like you. That is so, so important in helping reach your goals and keep you motivated. You know, for example, I'm in a group called Women Run the World on Facebook, and it's a running group, but these ladies, they inspire each other, they motivate each other. You know, you need people around you that are going to inspire you to be better and to keep on pushing through the hard days, even when you don't want to do it. You definitely need to surround yourself with people that are trying to do what you're trying to do.
Totally agree.
Sure.
Support system. Support system.
Yeah, Rick?
Yeah, I said there's so much negativity in the world. It's just sad because even on my videos when I put them up, I get tons of positive comments, but there's always one person that wants to knock something and make fun of it because they're insecure. You know, they can't keep up with the rest. Just do the best you can for you. And the thing with the music in the gym, years ago, Joe Gold didn't allow music in the gym. If you brought something in the gym, he'd throw you out. But I think it's a motivator. I like it. I like having something that has a beat that lets me train to, because it gets real dull and boring if you have nothing around you. And training with a training partner, if you have a good one, it's one of the best things you can do. If you have one that doesn't show up, is lazy, forget about it. Yeah, they have to be
good. Yeah.
They have to be there, same mind frame that you are.
Speaking of environment, Rick, I'm going to piggyback on that. So you trained with Schwarzenegger a little bit. So did you learn from Schwarzenegger, or was it the other way around?
No, he learned from me. I'm older than him. You know, we actually learned together. We experimented on all kinds of things. You know, the people call these Arnold dumbbell presses. But one day we were in the gym, and he says, let's try doing these presses where we rotate them as we go up. And I said, okay, let's do this. So we started with the 10s, went all the way up to the 70s nonstop, rep for rep for rep, and then all the way back down again. Our shoulders were screaming. And then we did the same thing with dumbbell laterals. Well, I did it for a long time. I got real nice round delts out of that. I can't do it now because I have arthritis in my delts, but I see people in the gym trying to emulate that, and none of them do it right. No one does it right. There's a certain technique and do that, but they, you know, people, they change things around for their own need, but it doesn't ever work out to be what we actually did originally. So I try to do shows on that and show what it is, and so people can get the right idea. But, you know, it's you see people training in the gym. I keep going back to this because I see so many people doing things wrong. I have friends there that's been there 10 years, like I told Margene. I know, and she knows the trainers that I know, and this guy's training him. He's on his cell phone. This guy's doing everything wrong and does not care. So I asked him one day, why do you train this guy this way? He says, you know what? He won't listen to me. He comes in. He just wants to hang out and talk. He does this. It's better than doing nothing, but he does everything wrong. I said, but people look at you and think that you're training him. You're not teaching him the right way. He says, well, I don't know what else to say. So that was that. So I got actually nowhere by talking to him.
Amazing. Yeah, Arnold would yeah, he invented some sort. I don't know if he invented it, but I know there's a certain bicep curl, and you twist your arm. I think I tried that a few times, actually. It,
and these girls know this too. Your muscles, your bicep only works in one direction. It goes up and down. Whatever you do that goes up and down is going to work your bicep. Centering in and trying to shape it, new different things. It's still doing the same thing. It's going up and down. You're just changing the exercise to relieve the boredom of doing the same thing over and over. So, I mean, if you find an exercise that isolates it, then just stick with that and do it. Sometimes you'll do 3 sets of barbell curls and say, you know, I don't really feel it. But then you go to concentration curls and you feel it. So then stick with those. If you don't feel the barbell, then don't do it. Do what works for you. Because the doctor can't give everybody the same medicine when they're sick. It doesn't work. Same with your workout. You can't give everybody the same thing because their body doesn't structure to go that way. And that's what I got to say about that.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about sleep hygiene. So I guess we'll start with Nicole about that. So what's some of the keys to improving on sleep hygiene?
I would say relaxing your body, you know, trying to tone it down toward the end of the night when you know that you're getting ready to lay it down for the night, you know, maybe put on some relaxing music or find that quiet time where you can relax your mind, because it's really your mind you have to, you know, tone down, because all the chaos throughout your whole day, being busy and talking to this person and having meetings and doing all this stuff, you really have to take your mind to that place where it's quiet, you're relaxed, and you can maybe go to sleep. Like I said, maybe music. I would try music, or like I said, just relaxing, just finding that time to have a woo-saw moment and just relaxing yourself and getting enough sleep. Me personally, hours of sleep, I want to say about 8 to 9. I try to get in bed as early as I can. I get home from work and I shower and I do everything I need for tomorrow, but I always try to lay it down and get a good night's rest. And, of course, you know, it's not going to be perfect all the time. You might wake up in the middle of the night or might not get those hours that you need, but at the same time, you do need that rest. And, again, mine is about 8 to 9 hours of sleep.
Margene, how about you?
I agree with Nicole on the music. I am an avid fan of deep relaxation music. One of my favorite you know, New Age artists, his name is Stephen Halpern, and he has some really beautiful deep, like meditative, like deep theta music, and, you know, just stuff to realign your energy centers. But I'm a, like I can't sleep, like I can't sleep more than 6 hours. Usually I am a 6 hour sleeper. My body goes, okay, time to go to sleep. Boom. 6 hours later, time to wake up. Boom. And I'm like,
sometimes
it's kind of annoying, you know, because you're the same way, Rick.
Yeah. Same way. 6-7 hours. If I get more than that, I get too tired.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah.
Like, and I've experimented, like I'll, if I go to sleep and I wake up at the 6 hour mark, cause I usually wake up really early, like 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, so that means I go to bed at midnight. Like if I lay down at 11, I'll fall asleep, but then I'll wake up at 5. And I've done an experiment, like, okay, what are you going to do? Are you going to wake up? You know, I'll check my emails, do whatever. And then I'll try to go back to sleep. And if I have the fortune of falling back to sleep, I'll wake up maybe 2 hours later, exhausted.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing.
Like just absolutely just shattered. So, you know, it's like one of my mentors was like, you know, if you find yourself waking up, just get up and do something. You know, it's like utilize the energy. So sometimes I'll just get up and I'll do some work, I'll write, you know, whatever comes through at that time, you know, just like I'll follow the flow or whatever and say, okay, what do I need to get done right now? Like, what do I need to get done? And just get up and do it.
Right.
Rick, you're probably about
a 9 hour sleeper. Go ahead.
I have a question. You get those days, let's say we have a Sunday morning, I'm not going to train on Sunday, although I like to do something. And you get up Sunday, just maybe a little bit later, and through the day, you get so loggy and tired just from not getting to the gym that it's almost like torture because you haven't exercised and your body just doesn't want to respond to anything. I feel better when I go and I do a little something. But doing nothing, I feel even worse.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. That's right. So, Rick, you're probably about a 9 hour sleeper.
No, 7.
7.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't sleep long at all.
Yeah. I'm kind of a night owl myself. Okay, so we're going to move on to talking about tracking your workouts. So, you know, I have my push-ups. I'm thinking about adding dips. But the whole thing about tracking, so how are you guys as far as tools to use for tracking? I mean, some people are old school to use calendar, paper calendars, and use apps, things like that. So, Nicole, what do you do for that?
Well, I have an Apple Watch, so that I just got that for Christmas, and I treated myself to that. But it tracks, you know, it tracks everything. It's just like a Fitbit watch. I mean, you know, there's so much technology nowadays that, you know, it's all available right on your wrist. You know what I mean? So I do use the modern technology to keep track of things. I really don't have a set schedule as far as working out because my day is so crazy. Sometimes I just can't do it, so I don't have anything really set. But whenever I have that free time, I do. But I, like I said, I use my watch daily to track everything as far as walking and like that.
Okay, Margene, how about you?
I'm super old school. Like, I got to write everything down. Like, I write it down. I have a journal. I have this amazing tool that I found because I like to keep things in written form. I love technology. I've just lost too many things in my computers and in my hard drives and all of that stuff. So I revert back to, like, just writing it in a journal. I found this really great journal that's like it's like a goal-setting journal from this company called Tools for Wisdom. And it's got like a daily goal, and then it's like what's most important. It gives you the opportunity to prioritize. I mean, and I don't always use it, but when I work out, I'll make a note of like, okay, this is where my weight is. Like, this is where the weight is, and this is where I want it to be. So that I can keep track. Okay, what did I do today? Okay, I have a rebounder, and I love my little rebounder because it's, you know, I live up in the mountains now, and it's cold. So getting outside to work out outside because I like to walk a lot is not really, it's not the best option. You know, it's cold, it's wet, it's snowy, it's rainy, da 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 da. So I get on my rebounder, and it's like I'll watch something on, you know, on my tablet and bounce. I'll bounce and I'll run on my little rebounder, and I'll keep track of that you know, just writing it down. I love writing things down. And I'll go back and I'll look and I'll say, oh, yeah, if it's on my computer, I won't remember where I put it. Even if I put it in the same spot, I'll be like, is it in my notes? Is it in my calendar? Where is it at? You know, yeah. So I just write it in a journal.
How about you, Rick?
You're asking the wrong guy. I'm old school. I just remember everything. I don't write anything down.
At least you can remember it.
Well, I still can, believe that. When I grew up, I lived north of here, and I went to a gym where they gave you a card. You wrote your workout down. And I remember getting in good shape. I remember curling the 65-pound dumbbells. I thought, I'll never do that again. Do 20s now. But I kept a little record of that, and I was benching 400 up to 450, and I kept a little record of that. And then the guy that owned the gym, this is up in Bakersfield, kept my records, and even when I had hair, he even kept my hairbrush because I left it there. I went up there 5 or 6 years later, and he still had my records, and he had my hairbrush on his desk. So he said, you want it? I said, no, just keep it. I shaved my head. I don't even need it anymore. But I know what to do when I go to the gym. I've been doing it for so long. My workouts pretty much know where I'm going to go. My mirror is the judge. My clothes are the judge. And I know the scale, but it tells me it doesn't always mean what it is. So I don't need to keep track of it. All I know is I wake up in the morning at my age, and my feet hit the ground, and I took a deep breath, and I'm still alive. And that's really what matters to me.
Right on, brother, right on. I love it, I love it. I'm going to throw myself in here as a subject again. It's been bothering me. Okay, so I'm 5'11", 3/4", 210 pounds, BMI of 28.6. I want to get down to 200, and I'll just throw this out to anybody. So what kind of aerobics should I add? Nicole?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to have to let the professionals take this one.
The
okay.
aerobics, I know that you're a little bit older, so like I suggest the elliptical. I also suggest swimming. It's low impact on the bones and the muscles and things like that, so it's something that it's not like a treadmill where you're liable to maybe sprain something. The elliptical is key, and I think I always suggest aerobics in water. If you know how to swim, that's great cardio. Great cardio, swimming. Swimming some laps in the pool. I know a lot of older adults that enjoy that more than any other cardio machine upstairs in the weight room.
Yeah, how often?
I would say for cardio, you can make it, I don't know if you want to do cardio. It all depends. You can do cardio before you work out. You can make it a cardio day. It all depends on how you feel. I do cardio before I start working out. I don't have, like, just a set cardio day, but that's just because of my body type. I'm not a person that's going to make a whole day out of cardio. So it all depends on what you're looking to do with your body. If you want to do a cardio day or if you want to just throw some cardio in there before you start working out or after, it kind of depends, in my opinion.
Yeah, Rick, are you going to add something?
Yeah, but you're not going to like it.
Okay.
I'm getting back to old school.
Sure.
Well, when I was wrestling, I got my cardio in the ring. But back in the day, when we were down at the beach in Venice, back in the golden era, we didn't do cardio because there were no cardio machines. You didn't have a treadmill. You didn't have a Stairmaster. You didn't have bikes. So basically, people said, how'd you get so cut? We just watched our diet. We watched our carbs. And that's what did it. I mean, really, during the week, there were no carbs at all. So cardio, maybe we take a run on the beach once in a while, but it was like 5 minutes maybe. But there was no other way to do it. And we weren't going to do any long-distance running because it made you too stringy. So that didn't happen. But there was no cardio back then. So basically, it was diet. The only reason I ever do anything now at all is just for my heart to keep it active.
Yeah.
Or I'll do a cardio. I like a cardio weight workout, like Nicole said. Supersets are great. If you can get in the gym and get the equipment that you want without people in your way, then do the superset weight workout because that's a cardio weight workout. That works great.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like you in one of Arnold's books he wrote in the 70s. He pretty much said what you said, and pretty much I'm not a big sweet guy at all. I'm not much for desserts or quit drinking beer about a year ago, so I think I'm good there. So let's move on to meditation and visualization. So, Marjean, I think you're the expert on this one. So talk a little bit how you can work that into your daily routine.
It's going to be a matter of preference. Because honestly, for me, the traditional form of meditating, most people think of, you know, you sit still, you, you know, maybe find a mantra, you om, you know, something like that. But that doesn't work for me. Like, I'm an active person. So to do a sitting meditation is very rigid for me. So you have to experiment and find the thing that works. The thing that works for me is moving meditation. Moving meditation is awesome, and it can come in lots of different forms. Like a couple of different forms that I use with moving meditation is dance. Like, I'll go to a structured dance class called Ecstatic Dance, 5 rhythms, and they have multiple you know, beats that they'll play during the time of the dance class, whether it's for 2 hours or 3 hours, and I'll use that as meditation. And a lot of times I'll get, you know, creative thoughts, or, you know, my body will be able to relax into a different state there. So I like that idea, like finding out, like, what works for you. Because there's not one thing that works for everybody, you know. So, yeah, meditation, you know, whether it's moving meditation or whether it's sitting meditation, standing meditation, whether it's just, you know, gazing out, you know, at a tree or doing deep breathing, a lot of, you know, focusing really on your breath will help bring your body into a state of neutrality. You know, it's like everything comes back to the breath. Like, you know, that's the only thing that we don't have to think about doing. Like, we don't have to think about breathing. We don't have to think about our blood pumping through our system. You know, it just does it. So if you notice yourself getting uptight or tense or whatever, just, like, focus on your breathing, you know, taking deep breaths in and letting them out.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense to me. I like that.
Nicole, did you have anything to add to that?
No, this is not my expertise. Like I said, I agree with, you know, I have no idea about anything about that, so I'm just going to stay out of that.
Yeah, me too.
Now, you know, there's this whole controversy. I'm of the belief that water is in food. I get a lot of my water from, like, apples and fruit and things like that, and there's all this thing about people say you should drink, you know, 8 glasses a day, 6 glasses a day, all this kind of stuff. So, Nicole, I guess I'll go right back to you. So what's your take on the proper water intake?
I would have to agree with the experts that say the 8 ounces or 8 glasses a day. I'm not a doctor or anything like that. I know I don't get my 8 glasses of water, so I'm going to just go ahead and admit that now. I do not get as much water as I should be drinking. But if the experts say 8 glasses, then that's what you probably should be doing. I have no idea. I'm not a doctor, so I wouldn't want to prescribe anything to anyone.
Hmm. Okay, Margie.
I work with. I'm going to agree with the intake of water, and I'm also going to say that I work with a holistic, you know, like a holistic healer, and I had shifted trying to get more water into my system, and I had read an article about the Japanese using water as a therapy to cure lots of different things, to cure diabetes, to cure, you know, obesity, like lots of different things. And their theory was to wake up in the morning and before you eat, before you do anything, to intake 32 ounces of water, like to just down 32 ounces to flush your system. And, you know, through working with this holistic, you know, healer, I said, you know, I'm taking in a lot more water, and I'm getting in, you know, like 32 ounces a day. And he was like, that's awesome. And your body's dehydrated. He's like, you can flush your system with that much water, because it does. It goes in, and then it flushes the system right out, and then the water's gone. He's like, try taking in, you know, if you're going to do that, try taking in for the rest of the day, like smaller sips so that it's actually being saturated in your body as opposed to being flushed out of your body. And also finding, like you said, there are a lot of foods that will hydrate your body, but there's nothing like water. Like water is life, you know, water, our bodies are like, you know, Rick, you'll probably be able to say, you know, more of an expert at this is me that, you know, with nutrition that our bodies are primarily water. You
it's
know?
All water.
So
and
it's all water. It's like 99% water, right?
Years, yeah, that people dehydrate very quickly. You can be dehydrated and not even know it. But it's hard to drink water all day long. In the summertime, in the wintertime, I'm not near as thirsty. So it's
right.
I'm thinking that I drink a lot of iced tea, that iced tea still has water. Maybe that'll help. I don't know if that's still good. But it's still water.
No, only if it's non-caffeinated. You know that, because caffeine pulls the water out of yourself.
That's right. Yeah.
But the thing that I've started drinking more of is water with lemon in it, because lemon is a natural, you know, it's a natural alkalizing for the system, and you don't need as much water if you're alkalizing your body, and coconut water. As long as it's not, you know, as long as it's not pasteurized or whatever, like that raw coconut water, there's some really good, you know, raw coconut water out there, and it's super, super hydrating for the body, and then your body's hydrated.
Awesome. Okay, so we're getting near the end of the show, so I just have a couple more questions, and we'll go on from there. So let's talk a little bit about supplements. So I'm a big fish oil man, fish oil and ginkgo and vitamin D and all this kind of stuff. So then, Nicole, so what's your take on supplements?
I think you have to be very careful about what you're putting in your body. I mean, they have so many diet pills and lose weight tomorrow type of things. You really have to be careful, because they do pry on people that are excited to lose weight and trying to do it fast. And your weight, the weight that you put on, it didn't come over there overnight. You know, you didn't gain all this extra 20, 30 pounds overnight, so you're not going to be able to lose weight overnight. It's definitely something that's going to take time, and you have to realize that. As far as supplements myself, I do take a protein shake called Vi-Shape every morning. I mix it with fruit in my blender, and that is my breakfast. And, I mean, I'm not, you know, I have my snacks in between before I have lunch and those kind of things, but that's my go-to. Every single morning I have to have that. I really don't take too many other vitamins or anything like that, but my eating is a little bit more on point, so I get those omegas and things like that and the other nutrition that I need from the meals that I have throughout the rest of the day.
Good. Okay, Margene, how about you?
I agree with Nicole on being careful of, like, what kind of supplements you put in your body, because, you know, everybody's looking for that quick fix. I am big on, you know, taking the things that are natural. Like I said, I work with a homeopathic, a holistic guy, and, you know, and we'll test and we'll see what my body needs. Now that I'm going through the perimenopausal stage, it's like my body depletes of things that didn't used to deplete, you know, and I'm finding more that I'm supplementing, but it's all like natural things, like wild yam, which is good for the female system. And, you know, I was experiencing something in my body that was, you know, like causing heartburn and indigestion. And I was like, God, I need acids. And this is weird. And a girlfriend of mine said, you know, you don't need acids. You're not producing enough stomach acid. That's why you have indigestion and heartburn. So try this. And when I started researching the thing that she said of taking, you know, HCL with pepsin in it, it completely reversed the situation in my body. So, you know, it's like I'm a firm believer in, you know, there's a time to take supplements and a time not to. And I always sort of check in, like, with my body and my system. I have my own way of doing that. And I check in and it's like, oh, do I need this today? Does it feel like it? And sometimes I'll get like this craving, like, oh God, I need, you know, like I need to eat an avocado. And it's like, oh, that's because I need more oils in my system. you know. So I'll try to do everything through, you know, what's natural, what's homeopathic, what's an herb. Like if I'm, you know, feeling a little stressed out, I'll try something that's an herb that's more calming. You know, whether it's a chamomile or something like that. You know, to bring my system back into balance, as opposed to something that's been created, you know, more so in a lab. I'm really big on natural remedies, really big on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They had St. John's Wort and ginkgo and all these kind of things. So, Rick, what's your take on those kind of things?
You think St. John's Wort is good?
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, I have too. Are there any side effects to it?
I've heard that it may or may not affect your liver negatively.
Oh, okay. I just wondered. I don't get anxiety really, but sometimes getting on an airplane can be a little crazy. So I did some what do you call it? It's an under tongue thing that's supposed to calm me down. And that actually worked. But
Remibine?
Oh, God. What's it called? Rescue Remedy.
Oh, Rescue Remedy is awesome for that. It's awesome for that.
Yeah, pretty good.
What is that stuff?
So anyway,
yeah.
As far as supplements, I do a little bit of amino acid powder and maybe a little something to get a pump in the gym in the morning. Can't think of the name. It's a supplement. But as far as whey protein, once in a while after my workout, a little sugar because it replaces the glycogen in my muscle. I have to take vitamin D and folic acid, too, because my doctor tells me to. B vitamins, of course, and then yeah, I know, right? I'm at that age where I got to take all this stupid crap. But as far as foods, I just eat real foods, and I'm still on the old school diet of beef patties, eggs, and cottage cheese. I mean, I know it sounds boring, but it works for me, and that allows me to have a little bit of carbs once in a while when I want, without having to worry about, you know, not eating them or whatever. So I just stay basic foods, and it does get boring, but. As far as supplements, not really. I mean, protein bars really don't have any value to me. And I get them free. I get all this stuff free for my show. I get samples of all this stuff, but most of it I don't want to eat it.
Yeah, simple is better. So, Rick, before you go, man, I got to ask you, glucosamine and chondroitin, does that stuff work at all?
No. I have my knees are bone on bone, and one shifted over about a quarter of an inch, so it's kind of bow-legged. And I need to get a knee replacement. So I tried all these things for my shoulder. I have arthritis in my shoulder, have it in my hip joint. And so I tried those things, and they didn't do anything. So I got, a while back, I started getting cortisone shots, and they helped for quite a while until they don't help anymore. So now I use Suparts, which is a gel that you put in your knee in 5 sessions over a period of 5 weeks. And it lubricates the joint and helps a lot more than the glucosamine. My doctor told me anything you take orally for the joints never really makes it to the joint. You have to go directly into the joint, which I kind of think is true.
Oh.
So, it's a waste of money. Most of that stuff's a waste of money. Now, some people say it works. Didn't work for me, but maybe I'm too far gone.
Huh. Okay. All right. Okay, so we've come to just about the end of the show, so I just want to give you guys a chance to talk about some of the great projects you have in coming up in 2016. And, you know, all your new projects and how people can get in contact with you or keep up with your career. So, Nicole, we'll start with you.
So the only project that I have really going on is my blog, and that is IamNicoleGarcia.com. I actually have an article coming out on Saturday that is going to 6 tips on to how to better achieve your fitness goals this year compared to whatever goals you might have had last year, just some things that you probably didn't think of that might help you achieve those fitness goals that you probably set early in the year. You can also reach me on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram, Nicole the Fit Mom. I have a Facebook fan page, Nicole the Fit Mom. Again, you can reach me on all those avenues. Email address is there. Phone number is there. I also like to post, like, workout videos, ab exercises on all those social media sites. So definitely you will find some good information there as well as on the blog. That's probably the only project that I really have that I'm really focusing on is just getting that blog out there to more people.
And you might want to throw, MalineBoutique.com? That's your mom's got a
site,
too.
Yes, that is the jewelry site. I am the graphic designer, the marketing person for that, and that is just a home-based jewelry website
that my mother is something that she enjoys doing in her free time, but it's affordable jewelry for all kind of events that you might have. It's free shipping anywhere in the U.S., say. So that's the website for that is www.malinboutique.com. And you can definitely find some great items on there for any type of event that you might have coming up.
All right. Okay, Marjean.
Awesome. That's amazing. Congratulations, Nicole.
Thank
Sounds
you.
So good. Yeah. I'm just on Facebook trying to find you.
Oh, yeah, I have my name spelled N-I-K-O-L. You probably won't even recognize me on there.
I will find you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook as well. Marjean Holden Fans. It's MarjeanHolden Fans. And on Twitter, at Marjean Holden. Those are the best two places to connect with me on the web. I'm still not quite sure how Instagram works, so I'm kind of working that thing out. But, yeah, this year I'm going to be traveling. I'm leaving to Singapore next week on the 11th to go teach some a workshop there called Mission to Millions, which is about finding your purpose, your vision, and your mission. And then the book that I'm in the process of writing will be out later on this year, and I'll probably hit right in the middle of summer. And then what else? Oh, the film we talked about last year, Garrison 7, they're still in the works of putting that together. They're truly making it an independent Australian production. So
you're still the bad guy.
Still, actually, you know what? He's shifted me from being a bad guy to being more of an ally now. So he's like, oh, you were going to be bad before, and I was so excited about that. You know, it was kind of abnormal to be so excited to play a bad guy, but, you know, he shifted. He's like, oh, yeah, you're just ancient and have a lot of wisdom, and, you know, you're kind of like on the edge now. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Whatever works, you know. So he's been received really well in all of his new endeavors on that. So we're looking at, you know, hopefully this year will be the year when all the finance comes through and we'll be shooting that. And he's put together such an amazing project, and you can find that on Facebook as well, called Garrison 7. And, you know, and that's what's going on now, and just creating this training company and working more on getting some new, fresh ideas out there for support systems for people that come through these motivational seminars that after they leave the seminar, they're kind of like, I'm here on my own again. And we realized, you know, my partners and I realized, you know, they just need a support system. Like we were talking earlier, and like Nicole was saying, and like Rick was saying, you got to have a good support system around you of people that, you know, have the same vision, have the same goals, are able to support you in your goals and your visions, as opposed to trying to, you know, drag you down. So we'll be focusing more on that and creating that system of giving people the opportunity to be supported in a community.
Rick?
Yeah, I'm here. I can't compete with all that. Too much to take in.
What?
You want to know what I'm doing? I'm getting ready.
Coming up.
Yeah, he says he can't compete with that because he's got the T-shirt, he's got the products, he's got all that, you know.
You know, I just take one thing at a time, but I have 20 things. But on my show, I really concentrate on rickscorner.com. That's the big thing. And then my website, rickdrazen.com. I have the Gold's Gym logo and several T-shirt designs for onbodybuilding.com. I have a whole line in China now. My show's in China with Chinese.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's doing well. I've got a reality show in the works. I got a meeting next Thursday for that. I teach my wrestling classes in my yard, my ring on Saturdays, which I'm getting kind of tired of. But I just stay busy. You know, I keep coming up with new projects and new ideas all the time. And then I apply them to what I have to do, and I make them work. I don't know the word fail. I don't know the word no. I'm very naive. I've never really been told no, and I always find that if you have a roadblock in life, you just go around it, and you'll find your way, you'll find your path. If you let the roadblock stop you and go home, then you're never going to succeed. If you don't step out, at least try, you failed. So at least try.
That's right. You didn't fail, you produced your results.
Right,
exactly.
Right on, brother, right on.
All right. So I just want to thank you all for coming on the show tonight. It's been a real, very entertaining, edutaining show. I learned a lot tonight. I really enjoyed it. We're going to do this more often.
Sounds great. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Very, very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Okay, everybody, have a great night.
Thanks, William.
Okay, you
Thanks.
Too, William. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Happy New Year, everybody.
Okay. Yes, Happy New Year. Yes. Okay. All right, folks, let me leave you with my quote, and that is to do something for your career every day and break a leg. Night.